that energy, huh? Greeting you with the holy words, peace.
Peace be multiplied.
I picked a song that I wanted Isaac to do to help me with this message. I want you to listen to the words, because sometimes we need to be uplifted because we forget who God is. And sometimes we need to give him our ashes. Let him do something with it.
Amen.
Instead of us rolling around in it. If you look in the Old Testament, when they had ashes, they'd roll around mourning the ashes, and that's how they would grieve. But we're going to find out today that you might want to give them to him. See what he can turn them into. Brother Isaac.
He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When sorrow seems to surround you, when suffering hangs heavy on your head, know that tomorrow brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what he said. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When what you've done keeps you from moving on, when fear wants to make itself at home in your heart, know that forgiveness brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what he said. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. I once was lost, but God has found me. Now I was bound, I've been set free. I've been made righteous in his sight, a display of his splendor all can see. I once was lost, but God has found me. Now I was bound, I've been set free. I've been made righteous in his sight, a display of his splendor all can see. Ooh, he gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. Peace for despair, peace for despair. He gives peace for despair.
God bless you.
this morning, and when we looked at the situations and circumstance, and I hope he doesn't mind, I remember when Brother Roderick and his wife got up and he was explaining to us the situation and the circumstances that was going on in his life. And it took me back to when that same thing, news came to me back 28 years ago, and the news was, it hits you. And I mean, it hits you in a way that you can't explain it. You know, people think they can. Only people can explain it are the people who ain't in it. Are you with me? Yeah. You see what I'm talking about? But right. The people that are in it, they'll tell you can't explain it when someone tells you that you have cancer. You know, and our sister knows what I'm talking about. I won't call her name out. You know what I'm talking about. I'm looking at her. And many sisters in here have breast cancer. They'll tell you can't explain it. The news, you can't explain it. But and like I say again, only the people who haven't went there explain it. And we've had a couple of people in here who's had miscarriages. They'll tell you that it's something that you can't explain. Even divorces, you see, right? You see what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to get you to understand, life, just life itself, is going to bring you some ashes. it's going to bring, and one of the things that's amazing to me is the healthy people. And that's the ones that devastates them, because they're the ones that's just not me, or how could this happen to me? You can't explain it, okay? So we're a church over here that we deal with reality. We deal with reality over here, you know? And right now, I know in everybody's life, you may be in a marriage right now, and we're going to try to help you out with this message. You may be in a marriage right now, but there may be some ashes there. There may be some, y'all can say amen.
That's right.
There may be some ashes there. If there ain't, there will be before you get out of it. Us that's been there a long time will tell you, there's going to be some ashes, all right? But we know that God can take those ashes. And he can take those ashes and do something with it. And so sometimes, I want to ask you a question. The question I want to ask you, what are you doing? Why? What are you doing with your ashes? Hmm. What are you doing with your ashes? Why are you holding on to your ashes? You've been reading the Bible. Give it to him. Because we'll tell you, and the people that I mentioned the names and the people that's going through it, you can't fix it. There's nothing you can do about it. So you have to give it to him, and even in the midst of it, God can, even in the midst of those ashes, God can make something good come out of it.
That's right.
You see, there are people who have been married, and somebody might have got into some situation, a circumstance that tested that marriage. And instead of running away, they may have stuck it out, prayed about it, stuck it out, worked out it, and God took that marriage that could have failed and made it a beautiful thing later on. Y'all with me? You see, though, you know, financially, someone may have filed a bankruptcy in here or something like that, and you were going through a lot of situations and circumstance, but you prayed about it and let God lead you, and he sent somebody to help you to figure that thing out. You see, and now you're financially secure. Are you with me? Next week, Saturday, there are going to be people setting in and people listening that's got some situations and circumstances going. And a counselor will be speaking to us about it, and it'll help somebody because somebody's got ashes.
Right.
And sometimes when God, listen to me, church, sometimes we God will send somebody to help you get rid of them ashes. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
And so what we want to talk about is he gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear. Sometimes it's a fear. And each one of us, I talked about the ladies that's dealing with the breast cancer, the prostate cancer, or bone cancer, some divorce, you know, he gives you strength. Because when some things are told to you, I'm telling you, you need strength. You need strength, you see, and fear, for fear. And again, see, sometimes you look at your life and you think about how bad your life is and what you're going through, and you get to praying about it, and God will show you somebody that's worse off than you. Then you look at those ashes you had, and you just praise God. If this all I got, I can deal with this, and he gives me gladness. All right? And sometimes, you know, when we're mourning, and you lost somebody, and that's just how it is. You're going to lose people, and you're going through that mourning time. You see, God will give you peace. He'll give you peace when there's despair. Are you with me? And then when sorrow surrounds you, and it's going to be, see, life is, there is going to be some ashes of sorrow in your life.
That's right.
You need to know that. There's going to be some suffering, you see, and it's going to be heavy on your head. It's going to be in your head. It's just life. But know what tomorrow brings, wholeness and healing. God will heal you and bring you into wholeness. Are you with me? And he will heal you. You see, and we got a lot of stuff going on now emotionally. We're finally dealing with emotional stuff. And I can't think of the word I want to use now. But I looked and I was watching the news and I saw the family up north at the young man that committed suicide, killed his child and his wife and himself. And we all want to criticize and we want to point fingers. No, 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 no. We got the mental illnesses is tough. Mental illnesses is tough with folks. And we here are here to get lessons so that we don't get ourselves in that situation or circumstance because we don't know the whys.
That's right.
We don't know the whys, you see. And so there are going to be things. The good news is, and there's bad news. I get the bad news. You are going to go through something.
That's right.
In life. That's just life. But the good news is, when the ashes come, you have to give them to him. And he can take those ashes and make them a beautiful thing. And so we need that healing. We need, God will forgive us. He will take our heart. There's sometimes, I don't know if you're sitting here, because maybe some of you all are born saved. But some of us, you know, it's heavy on our heart, some of the lives that we live. But we're at the point now where we understand God's forgiveness brings wholeness and healing.
Right.
Because sometimes my soul needs healing. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes your heart needs healing. I'm talking about when you done wrong, not when somebody done wrong to you. When you look back over your life and you see, and sometimes, let me say it this way, sometimes you look in that mirror and you look at your body and you tell your body, I'm sorry for the way I treated you. Because of some of the sickness and things that we go through are the things that we have done to ourselves. Because we have put a lot of sabotage on ourselves, you see.
Right.
You see, and then we go through situations and circumstances. And so sometimes you have to ask God to forgive you. You understand what I'm saying? And he will do that. And when you ask him to forgive you, he will start healing you in your heart, and you will be able to come into church and praise God for who he is, what he is. Are you with me?
Yes.
And so we want to know this today. I want to talk to you about this, kind of a pep talk about it. God wants your ashes. Mm-hmm. Why are you holding on to them? You got to get up out of there. Like I said, in the old days, you can look it up when you get home, your theologians. I'd look it up, and they would just roll in the ashes, and they would mourn and roll and go through all that. And you can only roll and mourn so long.
Mm, that's right.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to get up and go on with life.
That's right.
Am I teaching you something this morning? Sooner or later, you're going to. I look at Brother Mike when he told me first he's going to have a heart transplant, and I'm like, my Lord, I was more scared than him. I'm like, you're going to do that? And I looked at this brother, and I look at him now, 8 years, something like that. You can holler it out. 8 years? Is it eight?
What is it? Seven and a half.
Seven and a half. 7.5 years. He's here. You see, somebody had ashes. Come on here. And lost their life, but their ashes became somebody else's lifeline. Are y'all with me? Are you with me? You see. And this is what we're going to have to start learning about life. We're going to have to start learning there's some good in it. You see, there's people who's had to take care of people, okay? There are people who've had to take care of people. You see, maybe a parent, maybe a spouse or something. You know what that means? Is God has blessed you with the heart to be able to take care of somebody else. You see? You understand what I'm talking about? So we need to get this right as Christians. We're looking like we're not playing dodgeball. It's going to hit you.
That's right.
You understand what I'm talking about? And so what in Isaiah 61 and 3, we want to talk about that because I want you to walk out of here with confidence in knowing two things. Stuff's going to happen, but I'm going to, and ashes are going to come into my life, but I'm going to turn those ashes over and give them to God, and he's going to turn them into something beautiful.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? There are some great role. Who's going to be a role model? It's the person that got out of the ashes and God turned their life into something beautiful so they could testify about the power and the glory of God. You see, and so sometimes you wonder, why me? You'll say, why me when you're going through that, ladies? I'll just pick on you all for a while. When you went through that breast cancer and you're going through this and you had to go all this and that. And you know why it's you? Because somebody doesn't have the strength, they don't have the faith, they don't have the power, but you will come into their life and be able to talk to them and coach them in to be able to be successful through that journey they're going to have to go through. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so we don't complain over here. We got to figure it out. No, we can't figure it out. God will teach us what it's all about.
Right.
I know that some of you are sitting here because I'm on a roll. There's some people, we hate to say it, but it happens. There are people sitting in here that really loved somebody and trusted somebody and done everything they could for that somebody, and that somebody betrayed them. It's called a divorce. You see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? But you made it through it. You see, God freed you that. You got through that, and now you're living a life that I'm good. I'm good. Are y'all with me? You see what I'm talking about? And then sometimes people have made themselves, they try to fix them ashes and made the wrong choice, and desperate people do desperate things, you see, but not us, because we ain't trying to fix them ashes. We're going to give them to him.
Right.
All right, Isaiah 61 and 3, let's see what we can get out of this.
Reading from The Voice, it says, "As for those who grieve over Zion, God has sent me to give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes."
So I'm going to be the prophet. I'm going to be Isaiah. God has sent me to do what? To give you a crown of beauty instead of ashes in this lesson today. Because you're going to go through stuff. You're going to go through stuff. But God will what? Give a crown of beauty through those ashes.
That's right.
All right?
"To anoint them with oil of gladness instead of mourning."
Instead of mourning, he's going to anoint you with what? The
gladness.
Oil of gladness. And the oil always represents the Holy Spirit in there. The Holy Spirit will take your ashes and the situation and the circumstances that you're going through, that you've been sad and mourning about it, and the Holy Ghost will begin to speak to you and move you and motivate you in your spirit. And the next thing you know, folks are shouting. They think you're supposed to be crying. But the Holy Ghost has anointed you with gladness. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right?
"To wrap them in victory."
To
joy.
Do what? To
wrap them in victory.
Because you don't like that word.
And
to
joy.
Wrap them in victory and joy. Mm-hmm. God will cause you to be victorious no matter what your situation is. He'll do that for you. And you will have joy. Okay?
"To wrap them in praise instead of depression and sadness."
You'll be walking around in church in praise instead of sadness. You see? You could be sitting here now, and the choir could be singing, choir, and praise thing be singing, and you had your head down, and you know you got some situation and circumstance, and they get to singing, "Please be patient with me, because God is not through with me yet." And the next thing you know, there's hope in that song. There's a message there giving you hope. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to be depressed. Are y'all with me? He'll take sadness and depression out. Because let me tell you something. Sometimes we go, I had to do one of the most difficult things years ago. A young man had passed away of cancer, and he had asked me to look over his daughters. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, like, how can this be? And how can I talk to these people doing this eulogy to help them to understand that this is okay? And I was walking around, and the Spirit said, "You're a track coach." How many different races do they have in track? 100 meter, 200 meter, 400 meter, 1,500 meter, 3,000, 10,000. And it doesn't matter how long the race is as long as you finish yours.
That's right.
He just had a sprint. He's got beautiful daughters. Some of you know who I'm talking about. They're all successful. They all got great husbands, and they all have great families. And he had a ram in the bush, which was me. And he said they all got baptized, not in this church, but the church we had before, all got baptized and saved. He finished all he had to do. And it's a beautiful thing sometimes. It doesn't matter how long it is, long as you finish yours.
That's right.
Are you with me? We get too caught up in so-and-so's young. And so, no, did they finish what God called them to do? Do y'all believe God calls people to do things?
That's right.
Well, when he calls people to do things, then, when they finish him, he calls them on in home.
That's right.
Are you with me?
That's right.
I'm not trying to do anybody's, well, it could be, but go ahead. You're learning something. Yeah. All right?
He says, people will call them magnificent, like great towering trees standing for what is right.
And they look at you and they say, look at him, look at her. Because folks don't hear the pastor or the preacher sometimes. They got to see it. They got to see how you're handling your situation and your circumstances. And thank God, let me tell you, some of you in here know what I'm talking about. You know how blessed you are. God chose you to suffer for him, to glorify him, and to lead others. That's powerful, people. That's powerful that he chose you, and he chose you because you could handle it.
That's right.
Yeah, he chose you because he knew you could handle it, you could deal with it. Because there ain't nothing anybody's been here that somebody else ain't going to go through in your lifetime that's going to be at your foot, at your door one day that needs the help from you. You see? Are you with me? And once you get it, you can smile and say, okay, God took my ashes. He took my ashes and made them beautiful. All right?
He finishes by saying, they stand to the glory of the eternal who planted them.
And that's, who what?
Who planted them.
That's you people I'm talking about. When you planted, you... For the glory of God. Do you know why I'm here? For the glory of God.
That's right.
For the glory of God. And he's planted me here, and the only one can pluck me up is who?
Him. Him.
I'm here as long as he wants me to be here. And so are you. All right?
Go ahead. Now turn to Colossians chapter 2.
See what we're going to do here. Let's get something good here. Say, you already gave him something good. All right, because you got to help the pastor out. Come on.
He starts off in verse 6 from The Voice and says, now that you have welcomed the Anointed One.
Have you welcomed the Anointed One? Say yes.
Yes.
All right.
Jesus the Lord into your lives. Mm-hmm. Continue to journey with him and allow him to shape your lives.
Now we're allowing God. Now we've asked him to come into our lives. And we asked him now to come in and to shape our lives. And sometimes when you get your life shaped, you got to go through something. And so right now, you could be up in here saying, Pastor, I don't know, but I'm telling you, what you're going through right now is shaping your life. Yes, yes. You see? You understand that? You all hear it. I once was blind, but now I see. You see? He's shaping you right now. Yes. Whatever situation you're in, what you're going through right now, he's shaping you.
That's right.
All right?
Let your roots grow down deeply in him.
And you got to let your roots grow down. What?
Deeply
and in him. And this is, listen to this.
Let him build you up on a firm foundation.
Let God build you up on a firm salvation foundation. Yes. This is the only way you're going to make it through life, is that your life is built on a strong foundation, because storms are going to come.
Right.
But if your life is built on a strong foundation, no matter how much the wind blows or what, hail and storming and this, you'll be able to stand because your life is up, built on a firm foundation. That's what we do here. You see? Yes, you are. You may not be strong enough right now. You may be going through something right now. He's building you. He's building, he's working on you now. Just hang on in there. You're going to be okay. All right?
He goes on to say, be strong in the faith, just as you were taught, and always spill over with thankfulness.
He says, be strong in the faith, just as you're taught, and let me tell you, no matter what happens, thank you. Thank you. You know, people ask you a question, what are you doing? Well, I'm on chemo. Thank you. Somebody developed it.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to see a psychologist. Thank you. The Bible says, seek ye wise counsel. Thank you that I got one to go to. Are y'all with me?
Right.
So God has given me, in every situation, financial advisor. Thank you. Just, you see, because he can take everything. God takes it, but he works through people, and some people miss their blessing because they're looking for him to come out the sky, and he's got somebody right here that's able to help you get through what you got to get through because they've been there, done that.
That's right.
All right?
From the Message, it says it this way. My counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given.
Do what you, work with what you have. Doesn't that sound like y'all's pastor? Just work with what you got. You know, I tell somebody yesterday, say, the problem with some people is, don't get upset. You go, what I'm getting ready to say is, sometimes folks will go get a part-time job. You don't need a part-time job. Ask God to give you the wisdom to handle the money you got.
That's right.
Come on, that just makes good sense.
That's right.
Right.
He said, you received Christ Jesus the Master, now live in him.
Now do what?
Now live him.
Live him. Live Jesus. Live Jesus. I walk as Christ, I talk as Christ, I think as Christ, I have the Spirit of Christ within me. I'm living Jesus. Live Jesus. Okay?
You're deeply rooted in him.
You're deeply rooted in him. Say, I'm deeply rooted in Christ.
I'm deeply rooted in Christ.
All right?
You're well constructed upon him.
Yes.
You know your way around the faith.
And you've been in church long enough, you ought to know your way around the faith. All right?
Now do what you've been taught.
Now do what you've been taught. Now listen, I love this here. I wish I'd have wrote this. This is good.
School's out.
School's out.
Quit studying the subject and start living it.
Quit studying the subject and start living it. Start living it. Start living it. You are walking. Listen to me, all you live it. Start living the life. Satan comes to kill, to steal, and destroy, the scripture says. And then Jesus said, but I come to give you life and life more abundant. Start living Christ.
Right.
Start living it. You see what I'm saying? Ladies, go out and buy yourself something. They'll do something all right. I'm going to upset some of the guys. So I'm going to upset the guys. Hold it. I ain't cooking today. Go to Mickey. I'm resting. Come on here, because you know y'all overdue. Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. But no, no, no. You see, we got a life, but in that we, there's an I. I'm going to live the life of Christ. Enjoying yourself. Enjoy yourself.
Right.
Laugh. It's short. Enjoy yourself, people. There's too many sad-looking folks up in church. Be smiling and laugh and enjoy yourself. If you all would come to my house, you'd say, that's our pastor, because I'm harassing like a little teenager harassing Sister Gwen, the First Lady. She'll tell you that. Yeah. And I'm having fun, and then when I create all that, I go upstairs and sit in my chair. Cracking up. Fun guy. Because it's short.
That's right.
It's short. Enjoy it. God didn't put you here to be sad. He didn't put you here to be sad. You see, we're here to live Christ, right?
Then he finishes and says, and let your living spill over into thanksgiving.
And then let your living spill over into what?
Thanksgiving.
Say this, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's what we need to be doing. You see, all of you all got cars. You got here, didn't you?
That's right.
Right? You got homes, right?
That's right.
I know most of you in here, you can do just about, you can go out and eat if you want to go out and eat. You can stay home if you want to stay out and eat.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you. You see? All right.
The Passion says, verse 7, like this. Your spiritual roots go deeply into his life as you are continually infused with strength.
Well, he continually, There's going to be some times when you feel weak, but God will infuse you with strength and encouragement. He'll give you strength. Some of us in here, we done been through. You see, some of you all been through. You didn't think, there's a time when you thought that I'm not going to make it. How can I live without him? Really? You doing all right, ain't you? Or her. Or it.
Right.
You're doing all right, aren't you?
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? You see? Sometimes when you get rid of the it, you can really start living.
That's right.
Because God didn't put that in your life. You put that in your life. And y'all have heard me say, the old folks say, God won't put anything on you that you can't handle. And my next thing is, the problem is, but you will.
That's right.
Here we go.
Again, continually infused with strength, encouraged in every way.
With strength in what?
Encouraged in every way.
In what way?
Every way.
So that means there's no place in your life that you are lacking.
That's right.
Okay.
For you're established in the faith, you've absorbed and enriched by your devotion to him.
Your devotion to who?
To him.
Your devotion to you, when you're devotion to him, he's going to give you everything you need. You may suffer a while, and you may cry a while, and you may mourn a while, but it's going to be all right.
That's right.
It's got to be, because you said it would be. All right? You, all right, where am I at?
Psalms 103.
Okay.
Psalms 103, verse 1 through 5, from the Passion and the Voice, David says it this way. With my whole heart, with my whole life.
Stay with me.
And with my innermost being.
Stay with me.
I bow in wonder and love before you, the holy God.
Who you in love with? Where's your heart at?
That's right.
Does God have your heart? Let me tell you something. You love me? If you let him have your heart will never be broken.
That's right.
Because he won't put you in a place where it will be broken.
That's right.
Okay. Here we go.
Yahweh. He said, Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration.
That's right.
How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me?
And only the people can say amen after I get done to know what I'm talking about. There's some of us should be in a grave.
Amen.
We done been some places in cars, drinking halfway. Come on here.
Amen.
Done been some shady places. Come on, folks. But we still here.
Amen.
But we still here.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
All right, I'm glad you're honest. All right?
He says in verse 3, you kissed my heart with forgiveness.
And we have done some terrible things. Yeah, come on here. We have done some terrible things, but God's heart forgave us. Yes, hey, talk about ashes. Some of us, when he got a whole bunch of ashes. But he still kissed our heart in the midst of those ashes and forgave us. And we became some beautiful people.
That's right.
All right?
He says, in spite of all I've done, you healed me inside and out from every disease.
And I like that. Because some people, you're just sitting in here, you need healed inside. You're hurting inside. You need to ask God to come into your inner being and heal your spirit, heal your heart, heal your soul. They don't have any medication can do that.
That's right.
He can do that. Yeah, see, he can mend a broken heart. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he can. He can fix a broken spirit.
That's right.
I'm talking about the inner stuff. Sometimes we're praying for the wrong stuff. We got to pray for the inner stuff. You see? So we don't get depressed, stressed, and anxiety. And it takes a toll on you.
That's right.
And if you're not careful, it not only will it do that, it'll go out on the outside and you've become physically sick. Some people are physically sick because of what's going on inside them.
That's right.
And so we need to ask God to come in and heal the inside of me.
That's right.
You see, some of you in here, maybe you're mad at your spouse or somebody you're upset at. You need to get that fixed in here. Get your heart right. because it's hurting you more than it's hurting the person you're upset about.
That's right.
You see, heal that anger. Heal the guilt. Heal the shame. Lord, heal the inside of me. Heal my past, because some people go back there. I need to be healed of that. Right? Then you won't be one of these people saying, I wished I had a, because you start today.
That's right.
All right.
Pastor, some of us understand verse 4 where he said, you've rescued me from hell and saved my life.
Sure enough.
You've crowned me with love and mercy.
Enough. Let me go with that again. This is me. Me and God going to have a private thing here. Y'all just take your time. Wait for me. God, you rescued me from hell and saved my life, and I am so glad that you did. And I'm able to stand and glorify you about the goodness of the Lord. And you took those ashes that I created in my own life, and you turned it into beauty.
That's right.
And I'm glad about it. Go ahead.
You've crowned me with the love and mercy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You satisfy my every desire with good things.
And listen, remember when we all, some of us, only those people in addiction who I'm talking about, because other folks try to be quiet in church. But anyway, so we tried to satisfy our what?
Desire.
And we didn't. And we couldn't. But who did?
He did.
We used to drink from the can or the bottle. But now we drink from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You understand? Oh, yeah. Our desires was to be this, do this, get this. Now we say, nah, I'm good. I'm good.
That's right.
And my flesh tries to come up and get ignorant and say, you need to try. I'm good. I'm good. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm good. Somebody in here, I'm going to just use it. Somebody talking about, well, I'm lonely. You need to say, no, I'm good. Me and Jesus.
Right.
Me and Jesus right now, because I'm good right now. And these ashes of loneliness, when time comes, he will put whom he would have in my life.
That's right.
But right now, I'm good. All right?
He finishes verse 5 and says, you've supercharged my life so that I soar again like a flying eagle in the sky.
Yes, sir. He'll supercharge your life. He'll supercharge your life. You know, I'm kind of sarcastic sometimes. Y'all go say, really?
Really.
All right. So get it off your chest. Come on. I don't want you to hold it in. You see, so people are, how you feeling? With my hands.
That's right.
I feel great. You see, because see, the reason I feel great is whatever ashes that come up in my life, God, you got some ashes.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's right.
What are you holding on to them for? Right. I'll be through in the next one. Here we go. All right.
Now we're going to read from the Voice.
Listen to this. This is good.
Oh, my soul.
And I'm talking about down here, down in my soul. Okay?
Come, praise the Eternal with all that is in me.
All that is in me, my body, my emotions, my mind, and my will, and that's the one we don't talk about. Where's your will at?
Come on.
I'll say it again. God wants the whole thing, your body, your emotions, your mind, and your will, and you want him to heal it because it can get those ashes can get in your body, those ashes can get in your emotion, those ashes can get in your mind, those ashes can get in your will. And you turn them over to God, and he takes those ashes, and your will now is in your body, your emotions, your mind, and your will to glorify his holy name.
That's right. That's right.
Glorify his holy name. You see, sometimes somebody's in here looking at me. I don't know who you are. Thank you. You, what you're going through right now, if you give, stay, hang in there, God will take what you got. And I'm telling you, he'll turn that thing over into a beautiful thing.
That's right.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, he'll do that. You see, because he gives a message from the prophet that's a prophecy. So there's somebody in here, somebody's in here that's going through, and guess what? He's giving the message that some folks is going to go through. Yeah. So remember last week I told you, you're either been through something, you're going, getting out of something, or you're going to go
through something.
But God will prepare you to be able to deal with any of them.
That's right.
If you let him.
Every part of who I am, praise his holy name.
How much?
Every part.
All right.
Oh, my soul, come, praise the eternal.
Yes.
Sing a song from a grateful heart.
Sing a song from what?
A grateful heart.
Only the people say this. I'm going to say this for me. You can say this for you if you believe it. God, I am so grateful to you. For what you've done for me.
For what you've done for me.
In my life.
My life.
Keep going.
Sing and never forget all the good he has done.
Sing and never forget all the good he has done. And let me tell you, folks, I don't care where you're at. God has done some good stuff in y'all's lives. Come on here. Come on here. He's done some good stuff in your life. Come look at the good stuff he's done in your life.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Come on. All right.
Despite all your many offenses, he forgives and releases you.
In spite of all the times you were acting a fool, he forgives and releases. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Because see, some of us wasn't born saved.
That's right. That's right.
You see?
More than any doctor, he heals your diseases.
He heals your diseases. God heals your diseases. Yeah, well. All right.
He reaches deep into the pit to deliver you from death.
And he has done it for me. He has done it for me. He's reached down there, said, it ain't your time. It ain't your time. It ain't your time.
That's right.
My sister-in-law, I went to visit the church, and I walked in. She said, there's Johnny. God pulled him up from the grave. This is a true story. And she went and shouted all over the church. And I was glad. I took that as a prophecy.
That's right.
That truly happened. That truly happened. You see? All right.
He crowns you with unfailing love and compassion like a king.
See, what kind of love? Now, we don't want to admit it, but we love each other because of. But he loves us in spite of.
That's right.
His love is unfailing. And that's good stuff. All right.
He finishes in verse 5 and says, when your soul is famished and withering.
And if you'll be there soon. You'll go through this, okay?
He fills you with good and beautiful things.
Sometimes when you're at your lowest time, when you're at your lowest moment, you just hang in there. You just hang in there. God will come and he'll fix it for you. Because God likes to be praised and worshiped, right? How can he be praised and worshiped if he don't bring you through something?
Right.
And us that praise and worship him the most is us that's been through a lot. Yes. Some people like me, the only saved man if you're one of them, we praise and worship him because of the sinful life that we were living, and he kissed us and forgave us, so we praise that. And then we got sickness on top of that, and he took us through that, right? And we praise and worship him. And then for some of us who weren't fit to be husbands or wives, all right, he praised us and gave us a beautiful first lady in my house, wife in my house, sister in my house, right? Doctor in my house, nurse in my house, right? You see?
Right.
I can't help but praise him.
Right.
I can't help but praise him because one thing about it is, and I can say this, I'm not one to shame people to shame me, is I got a better wife than I deserved. But it was the glory of God that said, okay, you deserve it because I'm going to take the ashes out of your life and you're going to be a good husband that she deserves to be. Are you with me? That's just good gospel teaching there. Here we go. I'm about through. Wait a minute. I was almost shouting it. Yeah. Got all. I'll be speaking in tongues up here. Where am I
at? All right. It says, satisfying you as long as you live.
He will satisfy you as long as you live. And guess what? You unsatisfied folk, that's the flesh talking to you.
That's right.
The flesh will have you unsatisfied because it's got you after something you don't need. But God will satisfy you. Once you turn your life over to him, he will satisfy you as long as you live.
He makes you strong like an eagle, restoring your youth.
He makes you strong like an eagle. And restoring
your youth.
Now, I don't say this very often, but I'm going to say it. That's a good lesson.
Amen.